It's been a somber day in Ukraine. A year to the day after Russia invaded his country, in the capital Kyiv, President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters, "Ukraine has survived the worst year in its modern history." And he said it needs the continued support of the world, not just the West, to prevail in its war against Russia. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports.
In a rare press conference, Zelensky answered questions for more than 2 hours while hammering home one big theme, that he will keep making a case to support Ukraine to allies and skeptics alike. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
It's important that everyone to know that this is not our war. We are fighting for all of you.
Responding to a question from NPR, Zelensky rejected skepticism by some U.S. officials who said Ukraine would not be able to push all Russian forces out of the country. Zelensky said this would only happen if powerful weapons promised by the West did not come through quickly enough. He also said that this skepticism is not shared by President Biden or most of the American people.
I saw that American people, they support us. And there's another thing, believing in our victory. And this is what President Biden's visit was about.
And when a journalist pointed out that support for Ukraine is dropping in the U.S., Zelensky offered this warning.
If they do not change their opinion, if they do not understand us, if they do not support Ukraine, they will lose NATO, they will lose clout, they will lose the leadership position that they are joining the world.
But the Ukrainian president also took lots of questions about countries with less friendly attitudes. Early in the press conference, he said he welcomed China's recent engagement on resolving the conflict. China issued what it called a position paper on the war today. And Zelensky said he also wants to travel to Latin America to meet face-to-face with leaders there who do not support Ukraine.
Russian Federation has made a large informational campaign on the territory of Latin American countries. We are interested in you learning the truth. We have shared values. We need to talk, really. We need to talk, and Ukraine has to talk to all the countries now.
Zelensky made very clear who he did not want to talk to, Ukrainians who have not stayed to defend and rebuild the country.
All those who left on the 24th of February, all those who left Kyiv, all those who were supposed to fight for the country, all these people have disappointed me.
In a speech earlier today, Zelensky gave credit to the resilience of the Ukrainian people and also thanked those who had stayed to fight. Zelensky spent the morning handing out medals to injured members of the military and the families of dead soldiers. At a makeshift memorial not far away, Olga Kobernitska watched soldiers hang up a portrait of her husband, who was killed in action 3 months ago.
Today, I have no words. It's hard. It's complicated. I can't even bring myself to say the name Russia.
She says this year has hardened her and her president as their country continues to fight for its life. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.